We have the GMB union has got a dispute with Carillion in the Swindon Hospital, and the background to that is that Carillion built the hospital under the PFI, and they leased the hospital back to the NHS on a 25-year lease, and they have kept all of the support services, cleaning, catering, driving, etc. And Carillion came to our attention. Carillion came to our attention when they started charging people to get a job in the hospital, charging people to take their annual leave, charging people for a shift change, and this was buying goods and televisions and gold for the managers. We raised this, and it's been going off for over 2 years. Our members had to take industrial action, 21 days industrial action against Carillion to stop the bullying, the harassment, the shakedowns. And of course, once we started taking industrial action against Carillion, lots of other people came and said, well, I used to work for Carillion, but since I left them, I can't seem to get a job. And it got us to investigate a little bit further. So during our investigations, we found that Carillion were busted by the government department, that they were maintaining with the consultant association, and they were engaged on blacklisting anybody who raised health and safety issues on a building site or in a hospital or wherever else. They went to the consultant association and they registered them with things like saying shop steward, dangerous, don't employ, wouldn't employ, etc. And we checked a few names out, and we found that some of our trained health and safety reps were on a blacklist, and they were placed there by Carillion. We then investigated a little bit further and found that some other unions had the same sort of problem, and their reps were being investigated, and we found that there was near 3,500 people named on this list, and they were regularly contacted by a lot of the big construction companies, and they paid for the service to have people blacklisted. And Carillion was one of the main offenders, and basically it was to stop health and safety reps, wherever they may be employed by Carillion, and bearing in mind that Carillion are more and more now getting engaged in PFI in providing buildings for hospitals, schools, etc., and taking on the services and taking money out of the public purse in order to run contracts. And when their attitude running alongside that is, let's get rid of safety, let's get rid of safety reps, let's blacklist them so that they're not employable in industry anymore. And more sinister than that, we have got evidence that they were engaged with the security services to further do damage to our health and safety representatives. And, you know, it's a disgrace that has been allowed now. And we're saying to Carillion, stop this practice of bullying and harassing employees, stop the practice of blacklisting people who want a safe workplace, and let us have a fair game playing field. Everybody's entitled to go to work in the morning and to come home safe in the afternoon.
Okay, great, Paul. Paul, can you tell me, is it just union health and safety reps being blacklisted, or could they potentially be IOSH members as well?
I would say that there could be anybody on that list. We have concentrated on the representation of our member on this instance, but we have only got the tip of the iceberg. We are asking the government to release the 3,500 names on the blacklist, and they could be IOSH members, they could be some manager who raises issues, there could be shop stewards, there could be anybody who raised the issues. They didn't care who they blacklisted, but you know, shop stewards I know were definitely targeted, and GMB members were definitely targeted. But you know, this could be anybody from management to IOSH members to people in the health and safety executive could be on that blacklist. We are asking that they're notified, because if you were on the blacklist, you would not know it. So why would you write and ask, give me the details? We are saying that every member should be written to, and not put the onus back on somebody who doesn't know they've been blacklisted.